What other big challenges are you finding? How quickly do you think you can turn it around there?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure on the timetable. We've got players, you know, lots of players on the team that are talented, but, you know, we played a Buffalo team that was coming into our place, was very hungry. We got up 3-0, and it's the first of 4 points.
All you needed was one more
point. And they went and won 4 straight points on us, and we just didn't throw down the hammer. We had a bunch of young players out there that were afraid. They saw about 1,000 people in the stands. They'd never seen that many people at a tennis match before, and, you know, they started locking up at the controls and, you know, just convincing them, listen, do what you do in practice. Believe in your training. Believe in yourself. Enjoy the moment. The worst thing that can happen is a loss, but never be afraid to get after it, try, and succeed.
That sounds exactly like the kind of attitude that Jimmy Connors is beginning to instill in Andy Roddick, who is now 8-0, Luke, in Davis Cup matches with victory on the line.
It's great, and because you have to have a nose for the finish line. When I watched this weekend, the Davis Cup really kind of played out the way we talked about last week. Andy Roddick and James Blake, the Bryant brothers, on paper were the team. But sometimes when you play an away match in a hostile environment, so many things can go wrong. But if you stick to, you know, your talent base, stick to your game plan, and Jimmy Connors, Captain Patrick McEnroe on the sidelines for the U.S. Davis Cup team, has, you know, Andy Roddick playing well, has the Bryant brothers playing well, and they move on to the quarterfinals to play against Spain.
Hey, why don't they have Jimmy Connors as the head rather than McEnroe? Tell me the difference between the two.
Well, John McEnroe was the captain a couple of years ago, and just the responsibility. I think Jimmy Connors maybe one day will be the Davis Cup captain. He did play a little bit as a player, but he didn't really improve. Like John McEnroe and a bunch of other players of his day, the team concept. Maybe that can turn around since Connors now is more of a coach rather than a player.